KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have 18 degrees in Atlantic under a mostly clear sky. We look forward to be partly sunny to sunny today with a high of 35, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and fair to partly cloudy tonight with diminishing winds toward the evening. We'll have a low overnight around 18, then we start to warm things back up for Friday with a high of 52. Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In about a week, the Cass County Festival of Trees will take place. That's December 2nd through the 5th. The multi-day event is sponsored by the Cass County Unit of the American Cancer Society and will be held at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic at 105 West 5th Street. Organizer Carol Schuler says with the event having been canceled last year due to the pandemic, they're looking forward to welcoming back to Atlantic decorators and visitors alike.
There's no charge. It's a free will donation, and you don't have to donate. We want people to just come and enjoy and get that festive holiday spirit.
Doors open at 10 a.m. Thursday, December 2nd. You can come and take your time checking out the trees and holiday-themed displays.
We've got about 25, 26 trees, wreaths, displays. Last year, Gary Warwick had a train display. Wonderful, wonderful. Keeps kids' attention for a long period of time, and adults. And just a good way to celebrate. And, you know, think about Christmas is coming.
During the last event held in 2019, there were 52 trees decorated in a variety of themes, as well as 10 other holiday-themed displays, including an operational Christmas train and village display.
We have some very different items this year. Deb Schuler purchased the Santa from the Coca-Cola Museum. And so that Coca-Cola Santa will be raffled. It's going from business to business right now, like Bonnison's, and tickets can be sold are being sold at the different places.
The Festival of Trees serves as a fundraiser to benefit the Cass County American Cancer Society and American Cancer Society in general. Admission to the festival is your free will donation, as she mentioned. In addition to a raffle for the former Coca-Cola Museum life-size mechanical Santa, a quilt raffle will take place with a quilt handmade by local youth Paige Beyer. There's also donated items such as wreaths, gift baskets, and more. Tickets for the Santa and other raffles may be purchased anytime prior to the drawing on December 5th at the Mechanical Santa's current location in downtown Atlantic and the Atlantic Chamber, or where he's on display during the Festival of Trees. The hours for the Festival of Trees are on Thursday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Saturday, December 4th from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and on Sunday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Officials with Cass Health in Atlantic announced on Wednesday that Sarah Beth Jones, BSN, RN, was honored with the Daisy Award on November 17th. With regard to that award, Jones said,
"I definitely was quite shocked that I received this award."
She said also,
"This is one of the highest achievements as a nurse that you can receive, and I am just so honored to be chosen."
She was humbled and grateful that someone felt that she deserved it, even though she can think of many others that are just as deserving. Jones said that she chose nursing as a career because it's a rewarding profession. She said being able to help people and make them feel safe is quite a daily accomplishment. As lead house supervisor, Jones oversees the day-to-day operations regarding the hospital, specifically working on the communication and workflow between departments. In addition, she's the sexual assault nurse examiner coordinator. She teaches the siblings class and teaches clinicals to RN students. Her nominator said God called Sarah Beth to her workplace because she brings a calm demeanor to people who are often going through a tragedy. She also often covers for the employees when their personal lives call for them away from, to be from their jobs, and she is truly a lifesaver in more aspects than one. The nominator said that Sarah will be the first to say that she does not do any of this for the spotlight, but more so for her workplace so that it can run smoothly and continue to bring top-notch care to Southwest Iowa. They went on to say, "We are all better people to know, work, and interact with such a shining star." Nurses at Cass Health are honored twice annually with the Daisy Award for Extraordinary Nurses. The award is part of the Daisy Foundation's mission to recognize the extraordinary, compassionate nursing care they provide to patients and families every day. More information, including a nomination link, can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning approved a donation of $5,000 toward the cost of a new community center in Adair. Their unanimous decision followed a brief presentation by Adair Public Works Director Ryan Bilheimer, who said the funds will help the city in its efforts to obtain a CAT grant, or Community Attraction and Tourism grant, which weighs heavily on community support.
So we gave like an 8-minute presentation at the Des Moines, and then we were asked a bunch of questions afterwards. And one gentleman on the board asked why the county supervisor portion was so low. And
you didn't have an answer.
Well, I didn't have an answer. Clint had an answer. Clint said they're very conservative, is what he said.
Back in April of this year, the Adair County Board of Supervisors approved the commitment of $5,000 as part of a local match to construct a new community center. The funds were contingent upon the city being approved for the CAT grant, which the maximum amount for which is $250,000. Bill Heimer said at the time they originally applied for the CAT grant, they were $66,000 short of the threshold that required for the application to be considered by the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Since then, other funds have come in that has brought them closer to their contribution and project support goal.
Since then, we've gotten a $25,000 grant from MidAmerican, which is unusual if you ask me, because they don't supply our power, they don't supply our gas. Still, a great grant. Brought us down to $41,000. Steve Barline is in charge of another grant, or a trust, and they're going to make another donation, which is going to put us closer to that $66,000. I'm asking the supervisors for an additional $5,000 towards the project. And more so, I think that'll show we have your support, and I think that'll weigh more towards the amount that they give us more than anything.
In other business, the Adair County Supervisors Wednesday approved a courtyard use permit for Main Street Greenfield, one of their sponsored events, contingent upon the allowance of assurance. It would take place after the parade on November 26th. The board also approved the resignation of Karen Varley from the Adair County Tourism Council and the appointment of Greg Dudley with the approval of the City of Stewart. Dudley manages the Saints Center for Cultural and Arts in Stewart and is a local business owner. The supervisors also approved a liquor license renewal for the 5x80 golf course and various reports and resolutions for the Adair County Auditor's Office. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.